Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and glorify Him. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them on. Gospel 2. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The prayer of the day. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I have seen stories over the last few days of families who haven't been going to restaurants, of kids who aren't signed up for lessons or camps or sports or anything, who stay home during spring break. And as I hear these stories, I realize it sounds just like my entire childhood. But as we live in these dramatic times, I hope you are well, that you are caring for yourselves, and while doing so, caring for one another. As I stand here speaking, I think of a congregation that gathers for worship and building of community. But there is no one here. Not what was planned, especially for an Easter Sunday. For this particular Easter, I've even given thought of being a part of the sunrise service. Yes, nothing like getting up in the dark and gathering at the crack of dawn. I thought about it, but now I guess we'll never know. But as I look out to an empty church, I see your faces. Now you must realize that I've been here for so long that I see the faces of people who sat in your seat before it was your seat. And your faces vary so much as I look out upon you. Many of you are thoughtful, others who are meditative, others who maybe are sleeping. You're smiling and you're encouraging. I've appreciated your listening. And I've enjoyed your interacting. Especially when an anonymous voice calls out, sharing some humor at my expense. Oh, what fun we have had. In your faces is a sense of anticipation. What might be learned on this day, and where the message may take you as the Holy Spirit grabs hold of you. I reflect on that first Easter morning and the times when the resurrected Jesus sees the faces of those he loved, beginning in Matthew with the two women who go to the tomb. Are their faces filled with recognition, of uncertainty? Certainly confusion, then celebration. What is the meaning of this? I like to think of the face of Peter meeting Jesus in light of his actions during the past few days, where it may have looked like he had drank the coloring for Easter eggs, for he had died a little inside. I like to imagine Jesus having the opportunity to see the face of Judas once more. Judas, who was misguided in his intentions to force Jesus to fight back. Certainly his face would be troubled and filled with anguish. But it would meet a Jesus full of love and grace. With the resurrection, God's purpose is to be fulfilled. As we come to meet and know God through Jesus and realize the impact this is to have on all aspects of our lives. We can read about the time of Jesus' death that the temple curtain is torn apart. The curtain that sheltered the Holy of Holies. Behind the veil, God was present. But now, God is no longer hidden. We are not to be separated. And with Jesus, we have direct access to God who is available to us. And participate in the new life that He would have us live. Being imitators of this Jesus whom we meet. Some years ago, we were sitting around the dinner table, a time when I had three adolescent kids. And they took turns imitating me. And it became annoying, perhaps because they were so good at it. And Allison turns and says to them, "Stop being stupid." And I said, "Yeah. Wait, are you saying that I'm..." With Jesus, a new world is opening up. Made known through His teachings. They reflect a new command, a new word, a new covenant, and how we are assured a personal relationship with the living Lord. And so we have our own personal encounters when we meet Jesus, when we join in worship, hear the word, celebrate the sacrament. And we are commissioned in this new life for new work. in Matthew's gospel, the angels, and then Jesus himself gives assurance to the women. Do not be afraid. And then they are told to go. Tell the disciples. And then go to Galilee, and there they will see me. A time then when Jesus sees their faces. And what joy that must be. And how they come to Him and worship Him. Yet then they are told to go. Go and make disciples. Make the Word of God known. They are to make the way of Jesus known. A Jesus that is seen on the way to the cross, where we witness that journey, His betrayal, denial, the abandonment, His being subject to abuse and violence. And all the while during this journey, we see His attentiveness to others, His reaching out to those in need, His dedication and compassion, His unconditional love, His openness to goodness in the midst of tragedy. Of this we are to be a witness in song, lament, rejoicing, and in dance. That when we had the power to hurt, we would choose differently. Now we are always moving closer to Jesus, imitating Jesus, fighting for justice and for peace. We are to make the way of Jesus real in the world in which we live. In this time of distancing, there's a story of a young man who got his son up in the morning and said, "Get dressed." The son asked why. The father says, "To make things seem normal." And the son, in all his childly wisdom, says, "When are things ever normal?" There is no normal. Life is about change. Life is filled with challenges. And during this time, we adapt and we grow. In the midst of this life, we bring the love of Jesus to others, that they may see the grace of Jesus, expressed in our humor, our lightheartedness, our anticipation, our expectations, and our hope. Seen in your faces, in the faces I see today. Amen. And as we walk with our risen Lord, may the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine on us and be gracious to us. The Lord look upon us with favor and give us peace. Amen.